Blog Talk Radio.
Indeed it is. Good night. Hello, you guys. Welcome to another edition of the Christopher Smith Show, Blog Talk Radio Network. Appreciate you guys for being here. Today is the 16th of September, 2021, and I'm going to talk about math. And I'm going to talk about the math because there are people that don't understand that everything equals to something. Nothing is just coincidence. Everything means something, and people don't understand that. There's a man that I follow. This guy actually was introduced to me by my friend, James Lewis, Health Before Wealth. And he introduced me to Dave Ramsey, and I've been listening to Dave Ramsey now, for about 15 years. And if you had not ever listened to Dave Ramsey will help you understand money. In addition to money, the stories that people say in getting into financial trouble also are stories that's in parallel to other things, not really consistent of just arithmetic when it comes to your financial status and your financial health, right? So the great Dave Ramsey says this. He says, your income doesn't matter. Your age doesn't matter. Your geographical location does not matter. There's a thing that you and I must do before we do the transaction, and it is called math. People, I have a certain narrative and a certain perspective in life. But before I say that, let me say this. I realize that there are a lot of people that instead of being open-minded, a lot of people get offended. I do this thing with no intention on offending anyone. There are people that don't know some of the things that I speak of. There are people that need to hear it. There are some people that need a refresh button on just basic everyday navigation about life. They just need it. They just need to hear it. I don't say things to offend, at least not on this platform. But those that follow me and have followed me before know I let it rip, pay or chip. Don't care about your feelings. That's not what we do over here on the Chris Smith Show on the Blog Talk Radio Network, which I'll be here every night, weekdays, that is, at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So it is not my intention to offend you. I am talking solely from the perspective of trying to teach. I am talking from the perspective of not you in particular. You may listen to what I say. If you know me, I kind of always get individuals that know me after they listen to me. They want to call me up with a discrepancy. Hey, I don't like, hey, I disagree, et cetera, et cetera. I appreciate you listening to me, but I'm not talking to you directly, okay? And I say that because I'm going to say a lot of things here tonight that I know may offend a lot of people, okay? So I'm going to be talking about the math. As I stated earlier, everything equals to something. Well, I have a rule in life, in my life. And that rule that I have in my life is I say to myself, Chris, don't do anything today that the person that you're going to be tomorrow is going to be mad at. What I understand about life today, at 52 years old, what I understand about life today is when you listen to somebody talk about all the wrong that they've done in their life, it's somewhere around their teenagers to 20s, and then it dies down and they get serious about life in their 30s. I hear that all the time. I hear individuals say, I did a lot of things when I was in my teens. When they talk about it, they talk about it on a certain reserve. They don't talk about it from the teaching the next person. We all talk about our problems with a sense of enlightenment. To like, I don't really want to go full throttle on the topic because it will now expose what my mindset was at that time, all right? It is not my intention, once again, to offend. I am simply talking here on this platform for educational purposes only and not to offend. And some of the things that I may say may rub you the wrong way, but there are some people out there, once again, that don't know this stuff, so please allow me. So I'm talking about math. And what I said was it needs to be done before the transaction. All right? People, as I sit here tonight, I am trying to come up with a perspective and a narrative about something that I've done that was so wrong that I didn't do the math on and would be a great opener to start this thing off. So let's start it off and say this. People, if I walk up to a step, I must do the math on how much I need to raise my feet to clear the step, to apply my foot on the step to step up. There are a lot of math equations going on there. Talk about math, we're not necessarily talking about adding and subtraction. We're not necessarily talking about that. What I see and what I try to do is I try to help individuals understand the narrative in which I just spoke about. Understand what you do today is going to affect who you're going to be tomorrow. What I always say to individuals is this. You've probably heard it before, so here it is again. If you take your hand and put it on a hot stove, pull your hand back. Quick reaction. Just as soon as you touch it, your hand will pull back. It's a natural reaction. Just like when someone falls, it's their natural reaction to put their hands up. The reason why a lot of people do the things that they've done is because the immediate effects, the true effects, will be felt later on. There's a lot of people that have done things in life that if you ask them why they do that, they will get offended, and there's no perspective about it that would say, hey, that adds up. So allow me. People, I stay back in the ninth grade. I stay back in the ninth grade because when I went to high school was a different, it was more party than it was school, at least to me. I was very, accepting of the fact that when the bell rang, you got to get up and run to another class. But the problem is I played in every class and didn't realize that I was actually doing the same thing in every class. Because of that, I stayed back. When I stayed back, I didn't just stay back, people. I stayed back and I was put in special ed. I think that changed my life. It changed my life because I got laughed at and a whole bunch of other stuff. I was in class with people that mental mind state wasn't like mine. And honestly, it changed my life. So I did my second year of ninth grade in special ed and did half of 10th grade in special ed. And they put me back in regular classes third semester of 10th grade. When I got put back in regular classes, I became indebted to the one person that spearheaded me going back, and that's my mentor today. I got out of high school in 1987. This individual is still in my life today. His name is Jim Jefferson. You hear about me talk about him all the time. I give his cafe free reign advertisement over here on the Christmas show. Jefferson's Cafe, two locations, and on Day Street in Orange, New Jersey, and another location on Mapes Avenue in Montclair, New Jersey. Jefferson Cafe, the finest in Southern cuisine. That guy is my father. A very good mentor of mine. I feel as though I am indebted to that man, and I thank him today dearly for believing in me when I was on my absence, when I was on my absence of a sound mind. Let's just say that. At that time in my life, I was not doing the math. I was acting a fool. So what do Dave Ramsey mean when Dave Ramsey says, when he says, your income doesn't matter? It means that just because what he's saying is, just because you broke, just because you only have $5, it doesn't mean you can just blow that $100. Your income doesn't matter. He says your age doesn't matter. What he's saying is, you're not too young, you're not too old. You know, doing the proper math before you do the transaction is something that must be done. A baby does this. A baby looks at something and says, it would take me 5 steps to get to that. It would take me to reach my hand out about five inches, grasp that object, place it to my mouth. A baby does the math. Dave Ramsey also says we are on a secondary comprehension level. So if you're talking to somebody and they claim they don't understand, then just know that. He says your geographical location does not matter. So what he's saying is, because he's covering all the bases, he's saying that it doesn't matter because, you know, you can't say because, you know, I lived in a trailer park all my life, and so therefore the people in the trailer park, we just didn't do these things. There's no excuse. He's saying there's a thing that you and I must do before we do the transaction. And it's called math. People, the prison system is full of a bunch of individuals that didn't do the math. They didn't. There are a lot of individuals that grew up real early because they didn't do the math. There are a lot of individuals to life when it came to choosing a partner, when it came to making career decisions, when it came to making adult decisions, because Dave Ramsey also say, adults do what's right, children do what feels good. So what that means, if you have a childish perspective, you pretty much will always do the wrong thing as an adult. He does say that. So let's talk about decisions people made for a second. People, when I was younger, I used to get called Chris the Christian. And I used to get called Chris the Christian because I didn't do what everybody else did. I was truly a young adult. When I was a kid, when I was younger, I was truly an adult. I didn't do what kids do. People, I never tried any type of drug in my life. I never even tried it. Never tried marijuana. I never even tried marijuana, weed. I never even tried it. And because of that, I got made fun of. I was a laughing stock. Don't ask me why, but I was. I got laughed at. And what you could say is, if you don't mind, it is, what you can say is, I always did the math. There was always a certain part of me that was scared to do the wrong thing because of the consequences. People, we can decide what it is we want to do. We do not get to decide on the consequences. You may be in a relationship with somebody, and they may do something and say, I'm sorry, I'll do XYZ. They don't get to call those shots. You do. Another story. There are people that I see today at my age, people that I grew up with, that did not do the math. There are people that want to try to divorce their decisions and try to make it seem as though it is someone else's. People in the community where I'm from, if you're a male, you were most likely as a male to be involved in some type of gangster activity or drug activity. If you're a female, you most likely got pregnant as a teen. These were going rate problems. These was the problems. I know a lot of individuals that will tell you that their son was hanging around the wrong crowd. They will tell you that they left home and they couldn't control what their child got into. I was always scared of my mom. I never wanted to do anything. I was always scared of my mom. God, that I was scared of my mom. But I was always scared of my mom. My mom had a motto, and my mom's motto was, if you get in trouble, don't call me. My mentor, my father and mentor, Mr. Jim Jefferson, I told you about earlier, his son wasn't as fortunate. His son ended up, unfortunately, taking the wrong route. And I remember telling my mentor, if it's any consolation to you, you was a damn good father to me. People, when I said that to him, it, you know, if I can go left for a second, allow me to go left for a second. For those that follow me for years, when I go left, it's just a thought that came to my head that I really want to cash in on at the moment. That's what my going left. You probably hear this, you get into a conversation, and you say, man, you just took it all left on me. So I actually tell you guys when I go left. And as an advocate for fathers and as an advocate for black men, I just want to say this because it just came to my mind when I was just speaking about that. Fathers in the community where I'm from, fathers, we seem to be an option. Let me see. I'm going to give this 2 minutes. Fathers in the black community, we seem to be an option. Moms are a definite. Fathers seem to be an option. There are, and I want to say this because while I have this platform, it won't hurt, but it needs to be said. Fathers, we seem to be an option. There was a time when men were leaders. We led our families. Now, there are a lot of individuals that are infatuated with no good men, and they employ those individuals to be fathers, and they're not worthy to be a father. Let me tell you what I mean. If I have a plumbing issue, I'm not going to call an accountant. There are individuals that call bums and jerks. They get the job to be a father when they shouldn't be. There are individuals that become fathers and they say it and be nice. They're fucking up the brand. And the term that I always say is, it seems as though in the community where I'm from, the worst of us are chosen to be fathers. And then when everything goes south, it's all of us. So I just want to just throw that in there, that when you speak of a man, make sure that, in fact, that individual was a man. Because what I see in the community where I'm from, and I'm from Newark, New Jersey, I want to be clear, I'm not talking about where you're from, I'm talking about where I'm from. In the community where I'm from, I see a lot of bums, a lot of individuals that women were excited over, and those individuals became fathers, and they shouldn't have. All right. So back to what I was talking. I'm talking about math tonight, and it needs to be done before the transaction. Once again, math, it needs to be done before the transaction. And the unfortunates of math is people, they don't do the math. And because they don't do the math, find themselves dealing with consequences of something that will linger on. People, I have a theory, I have a concept. And as I stated earlier, the most that I've seen people have problems with was in their teenage years, in their 20s, and they kind of mature up when they get in their 30s. People, I could be wrong when I say this, and many people will disagree, but I'm not here to argue no points. After all, this, in fact, is the Christopher Smith Show, not the You Got Something to Say to Disagree with Me Show. And I'm sorry. So whatever you disagree with, that's real nice. I'm so proud of you. But I have a belief. And I have a belief that just like young people get old and we're called elders, et cetera, I believe that when you are in your 20s, you are not a grown person. I believe that when you are in your 20s, you are nothing more than an old teenager. And that's it. Some people transition into adulthood real well. Most of us, when we get out of the covenants of our parents, buck wild is normally the order of the day. And it is at that time where a lot of individuals do not, and I mean they do not do the math. Everything is a joke. If it's a guy, it's, yep, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do all this crime. If it's a female, I just want to run wild, I want to just do this, I want to do that. Normally when women do stuff, the consequences are a little bit different from when guys do consequences. It's different, okay? And 98% of the times when a woman, it's a child involved. And that's another story that adds on to life. So when we talk about, when I talk about not doing the math, that is a true narrative. That is a true perspective. And once again, as I stated earlier, I'm not here to offend anybody. I am here because I want to talk about math because it needs to be done before the transaction. People, I am a teacher. I am very articulate. I am very knowledgeable. And because of that, when it's time for me to leave this planet, my books will live on and my words will live on. I am not going to keep what I have to say inside out of fears that I may offend somebody. And so there you have it. I will continue to speak about issues. I will continue to make people aware of things that maybe somebody else just can't say it quite like I can say it. Okay. So I'm talking about math. If I could go back into, there was an individual that brought a $107,000 Corvette. And this individual brought a $107,000 Corvette. He had a family. He had a Corvette. His wife had a Suburban. Yeah, his wife had the truck, a Suburban. But not the Suburban, the other one. The Tahoe. Yeah, his wife had the Tahoe. And his daughter had a Nissan Altima. This man had $2,000 a month in insurance car notes. His vet was 11 and some change. The truck was 6-something, and the car was 4-something. So he had over $2,000 a month in car note expenses. And he was hiding the Corvette because it was behind. The daughter's Altima was behind. The wife's Tahoe was the only vehicle that he was caught up on the payments. And he was not doing the math. And I don't mean just math finance. The individual was putting a lot of stress on his life. People, if it's one thing you don't want to do, you don't want to put stress on your life. You don't. Stress is something that people don't understand. You can get an anxiety attack. I can tell you about a month and a half ago, I was stressing. I was driving a truck. I was up. I was 11 miles from Youngstown, Ohio, in Pennsylvania, though. I was stressing. That is something, I had an anxiety attack inside the truck. Why? Because I was dealing with dispatch. I don't even want to get into that, but it was just crazy. And I don't ever want to feel that way again. I don't ever want to feel that way again. People, what I'm saying to you here tonight is if you decide, if you want to apply simple principles and see into it that every time you do something, after that transaction is complete, you are better off in the long run, in the immediate and in the long run, that is a reward that you will give yourself that you wouldn't want to, that you wouldn't mind giving yourself again and again and again. Adults do what's right. Children do what feels good. I sold my business because I got tired of fighting with people that did things on the feel good part of life than the adult perspective of doing what was right. I was fighting people. It got to the point, it got bad. I wasn't even going to the office anymore. I had two secretaries, and they was just like, just leave, you know, just leave. I would go to, just leave, just leave, don't even come in today. Why? We got somebody that's going to come in here, blah, 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 blah. Okay, I would leave. I couldn't even go to my own office because it really had gotten to me. When you do something for as long as I have done it, you start to become impatient with just listening to people just doing what feels good as opposed to doing what's right. So that's what I'm talking about here tonight. If you don't get anything from what I'm saying to you here tonight on the 16th of September, 2021, take heed to what I'm saying from the perspective of this. What and how will you feel long term? And if I can say this, people, I brought a house last year that was $200,000 less. Excuse me. I brought a house last year that was $200,000 less than what I got approved for. And I brought a house that was $200,000 less than what I got approved for is because when I was looking at houses that was in the amount that I got approved for, I have said to myself when I was looking at this one house, I said, you know, I can do this, and I need a big house because I'm going to be entertaining at my house. People, I don't entertain nobody. I'm an introvert. I don't entertain. I'm a one-off. I go home alone. I live alone. I only want to be intimate with my – if anybody come to my house, I just want it to be my woman. I don't entertain at my house, but yet I was going to get a house – $1,000 more than what I brought my house for. And that was an example of doing something that felt good as opposed to doing something that's right. That would have been exact. I didn't do it, so like I'm saying, that would have been. And I finally came to my senses. Excuse me. And I brought a house to where as though I can go work at McDonald's and pay my mortgage. And that is the adult thing to do, if you could make the parallels to that. People, we get one shot at life. That's all you get. You get one shot. You get one crack at this thing. Make it a good one. People that we engage with, people that we converse with. I was talking on the phone today with an individual, and I was talking about people and how they defend different classes. They will defend people. It takes a lot. It would take a lot for me to defend a person that's outside of my class. I have to wear that. It's not about being better, but here's what I'm getting at. I tell individuals that me personally, I've learned that I can save myself some heartache. I can save myself some frustration if I simply just talk to people that is willing to listen. I forgot who said it, but the first person that told it to me was my friend, James Lewis. And he said, when a student is ready, the teacher will appear. Some of us go through life like me, like I used to do this. We go through life and we are slowly trying to teach individuals, and that never seems to work out well. So what does work out well is when you say to yourself, I am going to create a platform, and instead of trying to shove my perspective down people's throat, I'll create a platform and I'll let individuals come and listen to it on their leisure. And I said, that works a lot better than going around thinking that everybody want to hear what I have to say. People can listen to me now and say, this guy, I've done a lot. I'm a perfect example to speak the things in which I speak of, and that's what I would like for individuals to just take heed to. People, the older you get, the more, what is that word? The older you get, okay, as we get older, patience speaks for us more than our mouth. As we get older, you can't really tell somebody, hey, you know, I did this and made this mistake at this time, and then you're seeing constant executions of situations, just constant execution of situations, and you're like, well, you did this at this time, and you're still doing it. If I can give you an example, I got 11 minutes. Let me get on out of here. Appreciate you guys for listening. If I file bankruptcy, let's say last year, if I file bankruptcy in April of, let's go 2 years back. If I file bankruptcy in April of 2019, I file bankruptcy. What lenders is going to do is lenders are going to look at my credit report, and they're going to say, and April of 2019, you filed bankruptcy, and then you kind of went on a straight and narrow because bankruptcy solved all your issues. But if they see that you filed bankruptcy in April of 2019, but then in June of 2019, something else came up on your credit. In October, something came up on your credit. In February of 2020, something negative, that is, came up on your credit. In July of 2020, something negative came up on your credit. In December, something else negative came up on your credit. They're going to look at your bankruptcy filing in April of 2019 and say, that wasn't the answer to your problems, because when you filed for bankruptcy in April of 2019, you still was doing the same thing that made you have to file for bankruptcy in the first place. So people, when it comes to math, we can all say, and this is just, these are the facts, we can all say, I made a mistake when I was 18. Then I made another mistake when I was, the same mistake when I was 21. I made the same mistake when I was 28. That's something else going on. And that something going on is where I would like to refer to what Dave Ramsey said. Dave Ramsey said, adults do what's right, children do what feels good. And the reason why most of us got into mistakes while we was younger is because we was absent from adult decision, and we was doing what, that's what we did. Nobody did something at the time they said, hey, this is a bad idea, and then execute. We did things and said, wow, this feels good, and I'll worry about the consequences of it later. That's what we did. At my age, as I stated earlier, I'm at the age now where my resume speaks for me now. I can't explain it away. I was fortunate enough to have a lot of examples. I had a lot of examples in my life, honestly. And what I did was, and I'm not ashamed of it, I used the senses that God gave me. And I incorporated and used scared a lot. I used scared a lot. Hey, why don't you do that? Because I'm scared. What you scared of? No, I'm scared. There's a lot of individuals living today, and the unfortunates, they have a lot of mileage on their life because they didn't want to invoke. They didn't want to invoke scared. Their perspective was, as Dave Ramsey said, adults do what's right, kids do what feels good. I remember listening to a lot of individuals where I'm from echo, I'm grown. No, you're not. I heard that a lot. Honestly, I've heard that a lot. I've heard I'm grown. I heard I'm a grown man. I heard that a lot. People, right quick before I get out of here. A lot of us got kids that we're dealing with. And kids will quickly play, will want to play the I'm grown card. They would all day. They would get 16, 17, start feeling themselves, and in their mind, they would say, I'm grown. People, if I can tell you one thing about Todd Smith, that was my daddy. My daddy. I can tell you one thing about my father. You knew your place when it came to my dad, and you stayed a student. I can't tell you, when I listen to a lot of individuals that are being parents, and then they are not being parents. They're not letting their children feel the full impacts of their errors. People, we supposed to save our kids, not help them. You're not supposed to help your kid, okay? You're not supposed to help. Don't get help and save confused. Help your kid. If you help your kid, you're not allowing them to feel the full brunt of what they're doing, and they won't mature from it. You're supposed to save your kid, because right at the brink of disaster, then you come in and save. I assure you, boats that are floating correctly on water do not need, don't have, they're not throwing out a mayday saying they need a lifeboat. You can't, you won't be able to call AAA and say, hey, next month on the 9th, I'm going to need a tow. They're going to say, we're only here for emergencies. So let me say it again. You're supposed to save your children. You're not supposed to help them. All right? When you help them, that means they did something that they shouldn't have done, and it was immature, it was premature, and they need to bear the brunt of that, or else they'll repeat the mistakes, because they'll say, oh, my parents are going to help me again. So my dad, you did not, under no circumstances, get out of line. And I appreciate it. My dad moved on. And my dad made sure when you executed, you checked and rechecked before you executed. My dad made sure the math before you did the transaction. My dad was not forgiving. My dad would talk to us like we were some true knuckleheads. And honestly, that was that was dead on. I am glad I had my father in my life. I'm glad. My dad was extremely smart. My dad was the example of a man. He is the reason why. When I hear people say I'm not ready to get married, I cringe. My dad is not here because he aborted and did not. He didn't do the math. He ran on testosterone too much. The story goes Beauty and the Beast. It don't go Beast and the Beast. And the Beauty and the Beast story is simply, the beauty tamed the beast. And my dad, as testosterone, didn't allow himself to be tamed by estrogen. That's another story. We live in times now where, that's a different scenario. Math, doing math is never, never a bad idea. Doing the math is crucial. If you are engaging in someone's life and they have a unlogical perspective about how they move, I assure you, mistakes are imminent. I assure you of that. I want to thank you guys for sitting in with me for this edition of The Christmas Show here on the Block Talk Radio Network. We'll do it again in 23 hours. Good night, y'all.